Now stood her castle fast by the sea, and often with her friends walketh she her to disport upon the bank on high, where as she many a ship and barge saw, sailing their course whereas them list to go. But then was that a parcel of her woe, for to herself full oft, "Alas," said she, "is there no ship of so many as I see will bring an home my lord?" Then were mine heart all cured of its bitter pain smart. Another time, there would she sit and think, and cast her eyes downward from the brink. But when she saw the grisly rocks black, for very fear so would her heart quake, that on her feet she might not her sustain. Then would she sit her down upon the green, and piteously into the sea behold, and say right thus, with sorrowful sighs cold, "Eternal God, that through thy purveyance leadest the world by certain governance, in idle, as men say, you nothing make. But, Lord, these grisly, fiendly rocks black, that seemen rather a foul confusion of work than any fair creation. Of such a perfect wise God and a stable, why have you wrought this work unreasonable? For by this work, south, north, nor west, nor east, then is it fostered man, nor bird, nor beast. It doth no good to my wit, but annoyeth. See you not, Lord, how mankind it destroyeth? 100,000 bodies of mankind have rocks slain, or be they not in mind, which mankind is so fair part of thy work that thou it madest like to thine own mark. Then seemed it you had great charity toward mankind. But how then may it be that you such means make it to destroy, which means do no good but ever annoy? I wot well clerks will say, and as them lest, by arguments that all is for the best, though I ne can the causes not e know, but thilke God that made the wind to blow as keep my lord. This my conclusion. To clerks let I all disputation. But would God that all these rocks black were sunken into hell for his sake. These rocks slay mine heart for the fear. Thus would she say, with many a piteous tear. Her friends saw that it was no disport to roaming by the sea, but discomfort, and shopen for to play in somewhere else. They leaden her by rivers and by wells, and eke in other places delitable. They dancen and they play at chess and table. So on a day, right in the morrow tide, unto a garden that was there beside, in which that they had made their ordinance, of victuals and of other purveyance, they go and play them all the long day. And this was on the 6th morrow of May, which May had painted with its soft showers this garden full of leaves and of flowers, and craft of man's hand so curiously arrayed had this garden truly, that never was there garden of such price, but if it were the very paradise. The odour of flowers and the fresh sight would have made any heart light that ever was born, but if too great sickness or too great sorrow held it in distress, so full it was of beauty with pleasance. At after dinner they began to dance, and sing also, save Dorigen alone, which made always her complaint and her moan, for she ne saw him on the dance go that was her husband and her love also. But natheless she must a time abide, and with good hope let her sorrow slide.